Shalom, everybody. Much of Parshas Ha'azinu is a poem, a song delivered by Moshe. It's a nevuah of what will happen to Bnei Yisrael, the good and the bad, until the end of time. The Parsha begins with Moshe introducing this song, and part of that introduction is calling on the heavens and earth to be witnesses to what Moshe says here. Moshe had said the same thing at the end of last week's Parsha, and he repeats it in the beginning of our Parsha. And then Moshe says the following in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Gimel, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelokeinu. When I proclaim God's name or God's teaching, you must praise God for his greatness. It's a beautiful but enigmatic pasuk. What is it talking about? What is Moshe asking Bnei Yisrael to do? And what is Moshe asking us to do? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and in Tainis Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and in Yoma Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, which say that we must, that we learn from this pasuk, that whenever you hear Hashem's name in the Mikdash, you must respond properly. One has to respond to every utterance proclaiming Hashem's name with the word Amen, the agreeing word Amen, or in certain circumstances with Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Vaed. I'll add parenthetically that that is what we just experienced and what we just mentioned on Yom Kippur. When the Chazan in Musaf of Yom Kippur details the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and when everybody bows down, so everyone, while we're bowed down, everyone says, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Vaed. And that's based on these Gemaras that Rashi quotes. I'll also add parenthetically that that same Gemara in Brachos learns from our pasuk that we must make a bracha before we learn Torah and before we read from the Torah. In any case, that's Rashi. Moshe is teaching us to praise Hashem whenever we hear Hashem's name, especially Hashem's full name, so to speak, as uttered in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's much more to say on this pasuk, but we still can ask a question on our pasuk. Why is Moshe saying this now? What does this have to do with what Moshe is saying in the beginning of our parsha as an introduction to the song or the poem of Ha'azinu? Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, offers a different explanation of our pasuk. He also quotes the Gemaras, and he also quotes another Gemara, and he quotes the same Gemaras that Rashi quoted, but he looks at the context of this pasuk differently. Rav Hirsch says that our pasuk, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, is understood specifically now as Moshe leaves Bnei Yisrael on this very last day of his life. As mentioned, this song, the poem of Ha'azinu, especially as described at the end of last week's Parsha, is meant for Bnei Yisrael to repeat and repeat and repeat and to internalize. Indeed, the whole Torah is meant to repeat and to internalize. And Ha'azinu is a summary description of Hashem's relationship with Bnei Yisrael in the past, the present, and the future. Hashem is just and righteous. And therefore, follow Hashem, have faith in Hashem, serve Hashem, devote your life to Hashem, and you will receive rewards in this world and the next. But if you chas v'shalom disobey Hashem, if you leave Hashem chas v'shalom, then terrible things will happen. It's a history lesson and it's a prophecy. Everything that happened to Bnei Yisrael and everything that will happen to Bnei Yisrael follows that very simple formula. And that's what Moshe said Ha'azinu is about. And that's what the whole Torah is about. That's how Hashem interacts with this world. And that is what he demands of us. And in that vein, Rav Hirsch says that that's what our pasuk means. It's an introduction to this song and a summary of the Torah. In the words of Rav Hirsch, quote, the whole Torah is a proclamation of the name of God, the revelation of God in this world, in the human race, in Israel, and in the way Israel has to form its life. That's what our pasuk means here and now in Moshe's speech on the very last day of his life. And that's what the Gemaras mean. Whenever the Torah is read, whenever the Torah is learned, we must declare loudly and clearly that Torah is Hashem's, and we express allegiance to the Torah, and we summon others to do the same. Hashem's behavior, so to speak, in this world is described in that Torah, and it's our duty to fulfill every word. We cannot know Hashem fully and completely, but we can know and we can grasp how he interacts with the world and with our nation and with ourselves. The Torah is that blueprint, and it is through the Torah that we get to know Hashem's ways in this world. As Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993, as he used to say, quote, "When I daven, I speak to Hashem. And when I learn Torah, he speaks to me." Have an amazing day, everyone.